My name is Becky Finney, and I'm a staff research associate at Kearney Ag Center with the University of California.
So we just got done here at the stone fruit day that they did here. You talked about a trial out there that's using, part of it's using subsurface drip. There's some, judging by the questions out there, there's some people who think that maybe there's a history there that shows them maybe it's not the best way, but you guys have seen a couple trials out here that have done produced really well off of subsurface drip. Why is that? Why is it producing well? What are the benefits of it?
Well, it is a good system. It's certainly not the only system. And if someone's not interested or willing to put in the effort to learn about it, then it's probably not for them, and that's okay. But as far as some of the benefits that a person can gain from subsurface drip irrigation is more uniform water application, and then with that, more uniform fertility and uniform production as a result, and cropping. We've seen a lot of interest in some of the organic growers because ideally we can keep the soil surface dry, particularly after our winter and spring rains. And that's a big aid for weed control in the orchard. So that's an added benefit. But we also think that it's can be managed on a day-to-day basis based on the needs of the crop. So hopefully not too much irrigation, not too much water, not too little. And you know, it's not a perfect water world out there. And we've had, you know, pipes break and water down for a day and a half and we get behind, but we can catch up and then provide that root zone with an optimum soil moisture profile.
And Claude had mentioned it too in his presentation. There was a arc of the ideal water moisture that you're looking for. And basically with subsurfaces, you do high frequency and it keeps you closer to that arc more often.
Yes, we totally advocate high frequency irrigation with subsurface drip. High frequency meaning multiple irrigations every day during the season. With our trees that are approaching full maturity, they have received on some of the highest ET days, I think around 11 irrigations a day. And we run those, right now we're running them about 13 minutes a shot.
And because of that, you recommend automation because
yes.
You just, otherwise you're gonna pay someone to sit out there forever.
That's absolutely right. And then even if you, for some reason, could pay somebody to do that, you still have the fertilizer injection, and we advocate, you know, injecting fertilizer every day. And it doesn't mean that every product that you're going to put down is going in every day. You may have some soil amendments that you put down once or twice a year or what have you, different products that are targeted for different fruit production. But as far as keeping a pH at an optimum level, we recommend an acid type fertilizer in our western soils. And so that is like with every irrigation.
Here, it's very sandy loam. You mentioned that in clay, you could probably spread the emitters out a little bit, right?
Yes, absolutely. The clay and clay loam soils are more forgiving no matter what your irrigation system is. And that's true with subsurface drip. We do know that the processing tomato industry has adopted subsurface drip, you know, almost 100%. And we know some growers who have maybe as much as a 3-hour set.
You had a question about if it would save water, which is money, I guess. That's hard to answer based on what was previously there and everything else, right?
Exactly. I mean, somebody could have been under irrigating and not satisfying the crop water demands and have an effect on productivity. Therefore, that's a negative effect. And if you change and then do optimum subsurface drip irrigation, optimum water application, then you're going to improve, you know, the productivity of that block.
You talked about the area close to the hose being more wet to try to keep some of that root intrusion out of there, right?
Yes, that is a feature of the high frequency irrigation scheduling is to keep it wetter right close to the tubing, and as you move out radially throughout the root zone, it's going to be a little drier, but you're also going to go into a more optimum soil moisture levels that as you get further away from that super wet zone.
And you had lots of questions about gopher strikes, and you talked about how you had coyote strikes almost as much in the micro sprinklers, but you know, as far as intrusion goes, you didn't see any extra damage because of this.
No. And I also got an additional question about the gopher strikes and how would you know there even is a gopher strike? Well, it's a miniature flood, so you know something's wrong.